Erin, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Erin, so what exactly is Press for Progress?
It's an interesting theme this year. When I first saw it, I really didn't really know what it was about. Mostly it's about banding together to work together to press for progress, meaning we push forward. Now is the time to do that. With things like Me Too and the Weinstein saga, like you talked about, there's so many things happening in the world right now. So the theme basically encourages everyone, regardless of gender, to work together to push for progress in all areas of our lives.
And how has gender equality progressed in recent years?
It's an interesting one because there has been a lot of progress, but there is also still so much to happen. So estimates say that there's still 200 years till we reach gender parity, and that is a long, long time. And although there is apparent that there is progress, there is still a lot of things where women are in situations where they aren't receiving the same stuff as men are receiving in the workplace or in other areas of their lives.
What, 200 years? That's I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's a long time, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So what kind of victories can we celebrate, though, in International Women's Day this week, this coming day?
I think the day is really about celebrating all the work women have been doing in their relevant spheres. A lot of work has been done, particularly with stuff like Me Too, in recent times where women are stepping up and saying, hey, this is happening to me and this is not okay. We need to work together. And it's been really great to see that banding together happening, especially on Twitter and places like that, where it is very public and it is seeming to make a difference.
Right. Now, a recent IPSOS poll shows Australians feel domestic abuse is one of the most important issues facing women today. Why do you think Aussies are so passionate about this particular issue?
It's definitely become prevalent in the media. About a lot of instances that have been occurring, especially with there's been discussions in Parliament as well, and across a number of spheres. And I think with more and more awareness happening, more and more people are starting to say this is not okay, and are starting to step up and want to work towards combating things like domestic violence. And I think people like Rosie Batty in recent years have meant that there's a larger mainstream media presence of these issues, which are meaning more people are aware of them and wanting to work towards combating them.
Right. Now, if you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're chatting to Erin Bliss from the Macquarie University's Women Collective about gender parity for International Women's Day. Now, Erin, what you just mentioned, why we feel so passionate about domestic abuse, what other issues do we still need to tackle in Australia?
There are a lot of issues outside of just women's issues to do with stuff like LGBTQI plus rights as well. Just things like just the way we're existing in spaces and being able to exist in those spaces comfortably and safely is another big thing, especially around campus as well. There's been a few instances where there's a need for women to exist in safe spaces and they're not being granted that all the time, which is quite a concerning issue.
Right. And well, for some, feminism can be a little bit of a contentious issue. Do you think that it's feminism's role to engage people on the issues facing women, or do you think it's people's responsibility to educate themselves?
I think for me, feminism, and for a lot of people, feminism is really important, and it's more than just about women's rights. It's about working for everybody. And as much as the word does have its connotations, it is really important to work with feminism and for feminism. Well, that on a personal level, and with a lot of people do agree with that. I think it is really important to have a movement to work towards combating issues. Working individually can be sometimes counterproductive as things don't get done potentially as fast. Working together, I think, is a really important way, and feminism does provide that avenue for stuff like that.
Right, so it's like collaborating between the feminists and the people that need to be educated.
Pretty much, yes.
Right. And what things do you think people can do on a local or even a personal level to improve gender equality?
I think the first step is to educate yourself. So do some research, jump online, jump on Twitter. There's all sorts of resources out there. There's all sorts of people who are wanting to educate people and wanting to get information out about the experiences of women and all genders. I think that's the first step, is education, so that you can then be more aware of exactly what's happening to people in our society, and then joining on to groups or getting on to activities after that, I think, is a really great step.
Right. Well, Erin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.